It's time to talk to the guy who will direct us for the weekend and what direction we should go. Now, I wore shorts in this morning. I know it's in the 30s, but I think it's going to be around 60 when I leave. At least I hope so. Let's check in with Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Well, I think you're nuts, but that's beside the point.
Well, no, you know, I just didn't feel like pulling pants on over my knee brace again this morning.
Well,
so, you know, I got all the shorts set up for the spring and summer. So I said, you know what? I'm going to tough it out this morning, and I'm going to wear the shorts, and hopefully, you know, right now, I can tell you right now, it's not as windy right now as it was yesterday.
Right, and it won't be as windy today, but still on the windy side.
Yesterday was just, it just wouldn't let up.
No, and the wind yesterday, we had some wind gusts like 40 miles an hour, which is unheard of.
No,
unheard of.
When I was walking into my house, I actually had to lean forward into the wind with one gust. Lean forward.
Mm-hmm.
I got my hair done yesterday, coming out, and it looked beautiful when I walked out, you know, all coiffed and it looked beautiful. I get out in the parking lot, gone in 1 second. The wind, it's just all over the place.
Yeah, yep. And, you know, so again, gusts yesterday 40, today maybe 25. With sun and patchy clouds and a high approaching 60. It won't feel like 60 with the wind. Tonight will be clear in the mid-30s. And tomorrow, partly cloudy, low 60s. Sunny on Sunday, 70 to 75. And look for clouds and a few showers on Monday. Not a big deal. 60 to 65. I really don't see anything too wet coming our way. At least through the middle part of next week.
All right.
And, of course, Sunday's May. So the merry month of May will begin. And, you know, I guess everybody's excited about that. Let's just hope that the month of May is not as windy as it was in the month of April.
How can it be? How can it be?
Remember, the extremes are now the norm.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Yeah, so anything goes. Anything goes. And aside from that, relatively quiet. My skylight guy did not show up again yesterday. Second appointment. He texted me this morning to tell me if next Thursday is good, and I'll be the first appointment between 9 and 10 a.m. And I said, not a problem, fingers crossed. That's all I said.
You know, I think if he doesn't show up and he cancels, blow him off.
It's time to call the company.
Yeah, call the company and say, this is ridiculous. I bought your product. Right. You keep putting off these service contracts. I know we're far out. Well, then you shouldn't have sold me the god darn things anyway.
To begin with, right. Huh. Yep. So that was that. And everything else was relatively quiet. I can't say there was too much going on. You know, I have my sister coming up on Sunday for a nice brunch. And it should be a relatively quiet weekend.
Well, that's good. I did some cooking yesterday, and I try not to eat a lot of meat in my diet now, and the meat I do eat is a lean hamburger. Okay,
right.
And when I feel like splurging and spending the $16 to $20 on 4 or 5 pieces of meat, I'll order some short ribs. Okay, I'll get some short ribs, but I didn't do that. So I got this meat. I said, you know what? I'm not going to let it sit in the refrigerator. What I did is I made up. I didn't get much meat. I got about a pound and a half. So I made up. I cooked up 4 hamburgers. All right, meat. I'll say closer to medium rare. Okay, and put some cheese on them. And then put them on. I toasted some buns. I put them on the buns. I put pickles and my comeback sauce, which is basically Thousand Island dressings, on it, and some tomatoes. Mm-hmm. And then I wrapped them very tightly in tin foil. And I had one for dinner last night. I'll have one for dinner. You know, one for dinner tonight. I'll have one for lunch on Sunday. They're all cooked, and all I have to do is take them out and wrap them in paper towel and microwave them for 30 seconds, and they'll come out perfect.
You know, I read on the internet that you should never ever store any food in the refrigerator in tin foil.
Ah, bah humbug.
I forgot the reasons they gave, but they said that you're much, much better off using saran wrap, plastic bags and stuff like that.
We've been doing this for hundreds of years in our this country.
I don't know why they said that, but
how many
I can't remember that.
How many people have died from eating things? That they also remember what they used to say, you can't put an onion in the refrigerator because it's dangerous?
Yeah.
Well, it's not dangerous. There's no chemical reaction that happens when you have an onion in the refrigerator. The only thing that happens is it kind of loses a little bit of its luster. But, I mean, that was a rumor that was going around. Do you remember that?
I don't remember that. No, I do not remember that. I'm thinking back and I just don't remember that.
Well, how about when eggs were bad for you?
Yes.
All right. Okay, so now here we go. Here's the story. I got a story right here. Is it okay? This is stupid. The dangers of aluminum foil.
Right.
Rethinking aluminum foil. Is it safe? The dangers. They go into how it's made. That's why they're saying this.
Well, it says here, aluminum is significantly more likely to leach into food and at higher levels in acidic and liquid food solutions like lemon, tomato juice than in those containing alcohol or salt. Leaching levels climb even more when spice is added to food that's cooked in aluminum foil.
Well, there's another thing here that says, is it safe? Yes, when using aluminum foil when it's cold. Okay, when tested cold, as in wrapping sandwiches in a fridge, there was no evidence of aluminum leaching into the food. Now, using it hot or warm was a different situation. So when you cook the food, if you put it in there when it's hot and you put it in the refrigerator, that makes a difference. I let mine cool down and stabilize, okay, because I had the buns and everything, and I wrapped them up when they were cold and put them in. So if you use aluminum foil and what you're wrapping up tightly is cold, you're safe.
Okay, it says here, unlike foil, plastic or cling wrap is much better for storing acidic foods. It doesn't react with anything, and the thin film also means it's very malleable. Malleable? Is that? Malleable, yeah. Malleable. For most fresh foods, opt for plastic. It can seal produce tighter than foil.
That's fresh foods. Yeah, that's fresh foods.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I agree with that. But if you cook hamburgers and you let them cool down and you wrap them tightly in tin foil, it works out fine. Now, Joe Goodman just texted us and said, actually, you should use glass. I do have I have a couple of glass containers that you can vacuum seal. And I use those containers for when you make something like the short ribs or you make something like lasagna or meatballs. Then you put it in those things and you suck all the air out, and they can last for 2 weeks. But when you're doing it with a hamburger, you know, you're going to eat the hamburger within 3 or 4 days. So,
right.
I just say we've made it this far. You know, I remember we lived through the thing. Remember when cranberries were going to give you cancer?
Oh, yeah.
There was that. There was eggs were bad for you. Then they were good for you. Then they were bad for you.
Yeah, you're right. I mean,
darn it! I just want to live. I just want to be able to
peacefully. Right. Right.
I don't want to have to, you know, think about the different things. Gosh, look what we put in our mouths when we were growing up.
Right.
The fillings we put in, lead fillings in our mouths.
That's correct, yeah.
Lead.
Right, that's correct. Yeah, you know, it's funny because I remember reading about the aluminum foil after one of my dinner parties, and of course I cleaned up and I wrapped everything in foil and put it in the refrigerator.
Yeah.
And then I read about it and I said, oh, brother. But, you know, as you said, I don't recall anybody getting sick or dying from it.
And you probably didn't do it while the food was hot.
Right.
Well, maybe we won't have to worry about it because Russia is now claiming that Ukraine's military carried off more attacks on their soil after a series of explosions were heard this morning in the Belgrade region. founder and executive officer. So now you see Russia's upset. Now Ukraine's fighting back. How can you invade somebody's country and not expect them to?
And how do you not expect NATO not to back them? Well, I mean, then they originally weren't part of NATO, so they're not. I don't believe they still are at this point.
Yeah, but they're part of the European Union.
And they are being backed. So, and we just sent them a lot more equipment. So, Putin with his threats, you know, I'm gonna start with nuclear weapons. But you start with nuclear weapons because that'll be the end of you too.
Well, all I can say is that sooner or later, somebody punches you in the face over and over and over again, you're going to punch back. Your time runs out. How about this? Americans had to use the Russian toilet on the space station. That just came over the news. U.S. astronaut used Russian toilet in space after breakdown.
Oh, brother.
This is news. This is news. News you can use.
New, yeah, exactly.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable is right.
I guess after they used the toilet, they said, da.
Gee, that is really something.
All right, Pat. Well, we wrap up the week this way, and hopefully the weekend will turn out like we like. And when we speak on Monday, we'll be in the merry, merry month of May.
That is correct. So I will see you next month. Have a great weekend, everybody. Be safe.
And take care of those skylights.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
that's
Pat.
Next week.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.